In California, cell phone is taking on a whole new meaning. We're talking about devices that wind up in the hands of inmates in state prison. Thousands of these phones have been found in inmates' pockets or hidden under bunks. Prison officials say that's dangerous because convicts can use the phones to stay in touch with other criminals. And as NPR's Carrie Kahn reports, California has yet to find a way to stop them.
By all accounts, California prison inmates are keeping up with technology. On smartphones, they're texting, surfing the web, and even posting videos to YouTube.
They're cuffing up all the northerners and the southerners that were involved right now.
An inmate shot this video on his cell phone camera and narrated while guards tried to put down a riot. You can hear the inmate abruptly sign off.
Oh man, it's a major cluster. I gotta go now.
It's really frightening that they would be able to post video from a phone.
Joe Bauman is a correctional officer at Norco State Prison. He says 10 to 15 phones are found each week there. They're smuggled in all sorts of ingenious ways.
We had a case recently where a gentleman pulled up to the perimeter fence with a football.
With a strong arm, the man easily tossed the football over the electrified fence. There were 27 cell phone and chargers stuffed inside the pigskin. Each phone is worth about $1,000 behind bars.
That's a pretty lucrative football.
But it's not just outsiders smuggling the thousands of phones into state prisons every year. State analysts say the primary source of unauthorized phones is prison staff. Last year, one guard claimed he made $150,000 smuggling phones. He was fired but never charged with anything. Richard Subia of California's Department of Correction says smuggling cell phones to convicts isn't a crime.
It's very frustrating to me that we have people who work for our organization that are willing to risk the life of their fellow employees. It creates another risk for both the employees and the inmates in our facility as well as the public at large.
The most notorious inmate caught with a cell phone is Charles Manson. The legendary cult leader got caught twice. Prison officials say Manson called and texted numbers in Florida, New Jersey, and British Columbia. State Senator Alex Padilla is making his third attempt to criminalize contraband cell phones. He wants smugglers to be fined $5,000 and inmates to get extra jail time.
Clearly the problem is growing. It's growing exponentially. And, you know, bottom line is every cell phone in the hand of a dangerous inmate is a crime waiting to happen.
Padilla also wants prison guards and staff to go through metal detectors, something they don't do now. But that provision was rejected because of the cost. Guards would have to be paid for the extra time it takes to remove steel-toed shoes and equipment belts, possibly costing millions of dollars a year. Padilla faces an uphill battle getting any stiffer penalties, since the state's prisons are jammed and some lawmakers say California can't afford to lock up more people.
Unfortunately, a lot of my colleagues just have a litmus test, if you will, that any new crimes or any extended sentences, they're just going to oppose because of the state's budget situation. I couldn't disagree more.
It may be possible to block unauthorized calls from prisons, but testing on that new technology won't start in California for months. Carrie Kahn, NPR News.
You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.